Sitter Search by Sam McHugh. All rights reserved. No part of this publication may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, transmitted in any form, by any means electronic, mechanical, photocopying, recording, or otherwise without the prior written permission of the publisher and author. Any resemblance to any person, either living or dead, or actual events are a coincidence. For Susan, who freed me. The dynamics of human interactions are incredibly complex and impossible to predict. Neither the author nor the publisher assumes any responsibility or liability for your efforts to secure adult babysitting services by applying the strategies this book contains. While we are confident that the approaches detailed in this book can be followed successfully, you are wholly responsible for the outcome, and any loss or detrimental results sustained while doing so is neither the fault of the publisher nor the author. Both specifically state that they are not liable for consequences, either in whole or in part, that may arise from the application of the ideas and concepts contained herein. The decision to act upon the suggestions presented in this book is yours alone to make. Foreword. I hope this book is entertaining, but I did not write it as entertainment. Ever since I was aware that I was an infantilist, I've tried to be an activist infantilist. If you're cursed with something, why not try to make it work for you? That's been my attitude from the time I was a boy. I was 9 years old when my mother diapered me during an illness, and I was aware enough of my attraction to diapers and baby things to ask her to continue. I fully realize that many adult babies are content to keep themselves hidden away. I've never been content to be ignored or passed over. Since my teen years, I've always sought ways to fulfill my baby side, whether it was a new diaper to try, a new onesie to wear, or a new babysitter to care for me. Even since before the internet, however, I've heard adult babies make excuses or rationalize the solitary nature of their infantile interests. I've had big babies tell me that they don't make enough money to pay for care, that they can't have anyone in their parents' house or their roommate's apartment, or that they think hiring a babysitter is just plain wrong. In my view, however, every big baby deserves at least an opportunity to be babysat. Few people in your life will babysit you for free, that's just the harsh reality. Assuming you are not one of the lucky few who finds an accepting and willing caregiver in a significant other, you'll have to find a way to make other things happen in your life. Even if you must go out and mow lawns or take a paper route, the money can be found. Admittedly, money solves a lot of problems, including the issue of an appropriate venue. If you're an ethical naysayer, consider this. Being cared for is just as ethical as providing the care. What all the excuse-making comes down to, in most cases, is a poor self-concept. Unfortunately, infantilism tends to feed poor self-concepts. I know because my infantilism fed my lack of self-worth for several years. I finally realized that I deserved whatever I could dream. You do too. If you believe in God, try sharing my belief that God did not intend for any of us to die unfulfilled. A loving God would not have given us the desire to be cared for without also providing for us the means to fulfill that need. Believe it or not, there are a legion of caregivers, some amateurs, some healthcare professionals, and some at all points in between, who will be willing to help you develop and nurture the infant or toddler within. I've found them in every part of the United States and in other countries as well. All that's required is that you share your story with them and show them that you believe yourself to be worthy of their time, effort, energy, and attention.